life. These titles are found earlier, of course, in the first chapter of the book of Revelation. And where he says, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And those titles, some of which we saw in Isaiah, in the Old Testament as well, you remember when we went through that passage, those titles refer to his eternity. Before God, there was no God. After God, there is no God. He is first and he is last, and there is none else beside. The eternal God. Jesus, as the Son of God, is the eternal Son of God. That is, he who was the Word was with God in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and that was when Jesus became a baby. And we beheld his glory. Glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But it's because he took on humanity, as well as being God, that he was able to die for our sins. So the first and the last, the eternal Son of God. Now, who also became the Son of Man, and who died, we read in the second part of verse 8, who was dead and came to life. Now you're talking to people who may lose their life. You're talking to people who could be martyred. And the one who's writing to them says, I was dead. I died as a result of that kind of persecution. But I came alive. I am alive forevermore. A believer is told by the Lord Jesus, you remember when he instructed his disciples and he told them in Matthew and elsewhere that they're going to be brought before governors and they're going to be brought before authorities and they're going to be thrown in prison and they're going to be killed in some cases. Jesus said to his own disciples in his own day, don't be afraid of those who can only kill your body. And after that, they can't do anything to you. Rather fear him, in a different sense of the word fear, rather fear him who has the power over life and death, who has the power to destroy in hell. God alone has the power over life and death and over our ultimate destiny. And so the believers could sing while they were being stoned or while they were being mauled because they were looking into the face of Jesus and they knew that he was the eternal Son of God who had become a man and who had died for their sins and who had risen from the dead the third day as a victory statement by God that his death was acceptable as our payment and that God will raise us up, for if he raised Jesus up, he will raise us up. And Jesus himself promises that in John's Gospel. So I'm the first and the last. I'm the eternal Son of God. I'm he who was dead and is alive forevermore. First and the last, the risen Savior. He says in verse 9, and I think I'm at the end of the class before I get there. But we did finish Ephesus. And we did give an introduction to Smyrna. He says in verse 9, I know your works, your tribulation, that refers to their persecution, and your poverty, and the blasphemy of those who are slandering you. We're going to talk about when we finish up Smyrna and move on to Pergamum. Suffice it to say that the Lord has a purpose and a plan for each one of us. The one thing I want you to look at, and we're going to repeat it next week, is the last part of verse 10, where he says to those in Smyrna who are undergoing this experience, be faithful unto death. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. What a promise from the Lord Jesus himself. Don't give up! Don't give in! Hang in! Be faithful until the end, until death. He who, Nikon, overcomes and conquers is the one who will be given the well done, good and faithful servant. The Lord wants us to finish, and he wants us to finish strong. But finish. Be faithful until the end. Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you today for your word. We thank you that the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. He who has ears attuned by the Spirit, that is all of us who are believers and in whom he dwells, should be listening up to what the Spirit is saying to the churches, that is to each one of us. And he's telling us to repent of our laziness. And he's telling us to be encouraged in the face of difficulties and circumstances that threaten even our very lives. He's telling us to hang in there, to be faithful until the end, for he will promise, and he has promised, to give us the reward for the righteousness that he's imparted to us, the crown of life. How we thank you, Father, for the time when we shall see you face to face, how we desire to be with you, even though we know it may be more needful for many of us to be here for a time now. But we're so grateful for that day to come when we shall see you face to face, when we know we shall be like you. Oh, what a grand and glorious day that will be, when you will smile upon us as you smiled upon Stephen so many centuries ago. For these things we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you. Have a great week.